Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory. blessings and glory and honor. We owe it all to you, Lord. Good morning and welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise and the glory that is due his name. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Right, honey?
This is a great day, and the Lord has made this day great. Just the fact that he woke us up this morning, and we have our right mind, and we're able to move about, and we just ought to give him thanks and praise today.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you want to open us up with prayer, honey?
Let us all pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just love you. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you. You are full of glory. You are full of honor. You are awesome. You are mighty. Lord, we just adore you right now. Down in the depths of our soul, Lord God, we worship you, and we just lift up your name, hallelujah, for all that you've done, and more than that, Lord, for just for being who you are. You are our God. You are our provider. You are the Lord of all. You are our everything. You are our healer in the time of sickness. You are our Savior in the time of trouble. You are, Lord God, our provider in the time of need. You are our friend when we seem lonely. Lord, there is no situation, no problem that we have that you do not answer. In fact, you are the answer. Hallelujah. And we just look to you right now, thanking you and praising you. Just can't say it enough, hallelujah, because of how good you are. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, we thank you, we praise you, hallelujah, we worship you, your name be glorified, hallelujah, your name be magnified throughout all the earth, throughout all the land, throughout all the universe. There's none like you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now. We come, hallelujah, humble, hallelujah, because of your greatness. Oh, hallelujah, thankful because of your faithfulness. And we come just happy and boldly because of your grace. You said we could come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy. And that's what we're doing this morning right now, Lord God. As we enter this time of reflection, as we enter this time of fellowship, as we enter this time of sharing your good news about how good you are, your faithfulness to the saints, to your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your anointing again and continually be on this broadcast today. Let the words, hallelujah, go forth that are ministry to people, that someone will hear what they are ordained to hear on this day just by tuning in to this broadcast, whether it be live this morning, April the 5th or the 6th, or whether it be through the archives later in the week or later in life. But Lord God, these words are destined for someone. And right now, we just pray your anointing on these words, every testimony, every word that is uttered. Let it be ministry to someone. Someone whose head is bowed down, let it be lifted up. Someone who is discouraged, let them be encouraged. Someone who is sick, let them be healed. Someone who is financially in trouble, let them be delivered. Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said that our God shall supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. And we stand on that word today. today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that need comfort, let them be comforted through these words in the name of Jesus. Someone who thinks that they have no hope, let them see hope in this broadcast today. Mm-hmm. And it's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all about you. No matter what we're going through, you are there. Just as you were in the furnace with the Hebrew boys, Lord God, you're in the furnace with us today, and let that word just be magnified in someone's mind, Lord God, that we are never alone, never alone. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, for every testimony today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, bless the host right now. Just encourage her, Lord God. Give her words for your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we plead the blood over these airways this morning. My phone seems to be having a little problem, or I seem to be having a little problem. Just found out that we are in an area that does not have a tower, and so we have a lot of problems with our cell phones in this area. So I've already been off one time during the broadcast, and we just plead the blood of Jesus over the broadcast. We plead the blood of Jesus over the cell phone connection, and we speak that it will not disconnect again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I just want to give out our email address, and it's theyovercame2013@gmail.com. Again, it's theyovercame2013@gmail.com. And don't forget about Evangelist Adrian Bernard's broadcast. Was so glorious these last 2 days hearing from our Bishop Leo Lewis, the prelate of, what is the name of his organization? I know it's close to Prophetic Miracle. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was glorious this last 2 days. New Destiny Ministries, and go into the archives and listen to the message that Bishop Lewis gave. It was phenomenal. I've never heard anyone preach out of the book of Jude the way that Bishop did on Thursday, and then again on yesterday, just expounding about our place in the Lord and what we, the power that we have, and how we should use the power to stop the things that are happening in the world today. We are the ones that have power. Satan doesn't have any power, only the power that we give to him. And it was just glorious. So I do encourage you to go into the archives and listen to that message from April the 4th and the 5th. New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist, so you don't have to put Evangelist, but New Destiny Ministries, Adrian Bernard is the host, and that will bring up her broadcast. And amen, I'm just so happy to be here today, so blessed that God has allowed us to still be in the land of the living. And I hear a lot of people say that, you know, we're happy to be in the land of the living, but the Bible says to be out of the body is to be with Christ. So I'm kind of wondering which one is the best one for us. But we have to be here, just reflecting on. We have to be here. We have to be here. The bishop was saying how when last year when they had those tornadoes in Alabama, how one pastor, the Lord gave him a vision of the hurricane, the tornado coming, and how he and his church went on watch and how they prevented Montgomery from suffering some of the things that the other towns had. Birmingham, I think, was torn up, and I know Huntsville was because I have relatives that live there, and it was just devastating. But how the man of God, through the vision that God gave him, how he was able to stop the storm from coming into the most populated part of Montgomery. And saints, we have that power. We have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know what we are in Christ. We have to know that whatever our words come out of our mouth is backed up by heaven. Backed up by heaven. It puts me in remembrance when we first moved here and I was volunteering at our church office and the church that we were attending, and how the we always had prayer in the morning, and how they were, you know, giving their request and, you know, praying that, saying things like, you know, pray that, you know, we're just not affected so much by the storm, and how just the Holy Ghost rose up in me, and I said, we have power to keep the hurricane from coming to us, and how we prayed on that wise, and I had never been in a hurricane. I've in my youth have lived through tornadoes, and they're pretty devastating, but a hurricane, I believe, is much worse than a tornado, right, honey?
It is bigger. I know it covers such a larger area because of its size.
Okay. Yes, so, you know, we just thank God that we have to know the power that we have. We have to know the power that we have, and the words that we say, our powerful. And I just thank God for hearing that on this week, Bishop Leo Lewis. And I see that we have a caller online. I am waiting for my guest, Apostle Daryl Watson, to come on. I'm just waiting for him to ring in to us. And I have a caller on the line, 910, and your last four numbers are 3487. Did you have a praise for the Lord this morning? 910.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Did you have a praise for the Lord this morning?
Yes, it's Apostle Johnson. I'm just excited in the Lord this morning. I just give honor to the Spirit of Christ that rests, rules, and abides with us. I give honor to you and your wonderful husband as a great team in the gospel. I just honor God because he's just been good. He's been good all week long. He's kept me in the midst of it all. He's blessed me financially. He's given us road percy going up and down the dangerous highways to be in Atlanta, Georgia, and just so much favor on today, and we just honor him for that, and we just thank him for all the word that we've been fed this week from this broadcast of Evangelist Agent Bernard, and just on today, just belated and delighted to be here to be able to just be a part of what God is doing in this ministry. But certainly I'm honored just about God. My praise report today is that God has just been better to me than I can ever be to myself. And he continues to be God. He continues to blow my mind each and every day. You know, I thank him for increase and enlarging my territory and my coast and just everything that he does as that great Savior that we know. And so I just honor God this morning. I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. So glad to hear your voice this morning. We heard you on the broadcast, I think both days. I know yesterday I did hear you on the broadcast. And wasn't that an awesome word that Bishop Lewis gave on this week? I didn't catch the other 3 days, but when I heard that my bishop was going to be on, even though I was out and about doing some missionary work, I was able to tune in, and that word, especially both days, but especially Thursday, out of the book of Jude, I think I heard you say
yes.
That you had pulled your Bible out so that you could, I did the same thing. I said, that was just so awesome.
Yes, because it's so many ways that we want to correct people in the kingdom of God, but we want to show them the proper way to correct them and not just lecture them, because if you can tell me my wrongs. My grandmother always taught me, she would tell me when I'm wrong, but she told me how to make my wrongs right. And if you can't tell a person, you can just tell a person that they're wrong and you can't show them how to make their wrongs right, then that's when you go wrong. And, you know, Bishop articulated that thing and just really told the kingdom of God on, you know, how it needs to align itself, how it needs to be done.
Yeah.
And he took such a book as that, and he really just opened some new light to it to where I could really go back and read it and get some insight and encouragement from it.
Yes, yes, it was just awesome. I remember when we were in Atlanta, Georgia, and I sat under Bishop Lewis, just powerful, powerful man of God, and down to earth, not heady or, you know, high-minded. And he preached this message, get in the flow. I'll never forget it. Get in the flow. Always encouraging the people of God to, you know who we are in God and exercise the power that we have. And it just blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
Yes.
But thank you,
yes.
Apostle Johnson, for being on today. And I'm going to go to another caller. I have a caller, 843 as the area code, 7639. Are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord and good morning.
Morning.
I'm Evangelist Evans. I have been listening to the broadcast for like ever since on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I met Evangelist, oh my God, yeah. Bernard, through the line.
Okay.
And I want to thank and I praise God. I heard the sister that's speaking right now, I think I heard you on the line say that you have a broadcast on Saturdays.
Yes.
I believe that Evangelist Bernard was announcing it. So I said that I would, you know, come this morning and just listen to the broadcast and see, you know, what you all were saying. I called, I think it was like 7:10, and they told me that I had 54 minutes, you know, before the broadcast. And I fell asleep, and I'm just waking up, excuse me. But I said I wanted to listen, you know. I promised, you know, that I would come on and I would listen. But I don't know your name, hon, but
it's Billy Burns. I'm Billy Burns, and my husband is Albert Burns.
Okay,
and we
well, praise the Lord, Sister Billy Burns, and praise the Lord to Brother Burns. I am in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. I'm in South Carolina. I believe you're in North Carolina.
We are. We are.
Okay.
We have a son and a daughter-in-law and some grandchildren in South Carolina. But what we're here for, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Evangelist Evans.
Evangelist Evans. We're here. The name of our program is They Overcame, and we're here to allow anyone who has a praise for the Lord to give God praise and give him glory. Evangelist Adrian Bernard has the program where the preachers are able to preach, but we just want to, after hearing such glorious preaching and hearing what God can do for us and what God has done in the past, you know, in our word, just to let the people know that God is still in the healing business.
Oh, yes,
still
he is. Yes, he is.
In the delivering business. He's still raising those up from the dead. We had two men of God that came on, and I like for the men. I love for the women, but I love for the men to come on and give testimonies. We had two testimonies. One was Bishop Corinthus Patterson, who introduced Bishop Lewis. If you listen to the program with Bishop Lewis on Thursday, he is the one that introduced Bishop Lewis.
Yeah,
and
I heard him, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he gave a powerful testimony of how he fell from he was in his attic, and he mm-hmm. fell through the floor into his bathroom, and how the Lord positioned him so that he was not really hurt. Well, he was hurt, and how the Lord miraculously raised him up to the point that the doctor's office, when he walked into the doctor's office, they were applauding our God because of the quick work that he had done. Then we had another young man that came on that was dead, flatlined. It's what recorded in the hospital that he was gone, and how the Lord brought him back, and not only brought him back, but raised him up in his own business to where now he is, if not a millionaire, on his way to being a millionaire. We just want the people of God to know that our God is still doing the things that he did in the Bible days. We have prayer calls. We have calls where, you know, people get in, like Sister Adrian, Evangelist Adrian, where preachers can call in and give a word. But then, as Apostle Johnson that was just on said, that we don't hear the testimonies. I may testify to my friend, but and they may tell someone about my testimony. But here we have a platform where people can call in and testimonies can be heard around the world. So I just thank God that Evangelist Adrian opened up this avenue for to allow us to do what God has called my husband and I to do, and that's what our program is about. So we just encourage you to invite your friends and your church members to call in and give testimony. We need to hear. The scripture said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we want the people of God to hear. We're in a trying time right now.
Yes, ma'am.
We're in a trying time right now, and we need to know that God is still God. He's still
God.
Seated. Yes, on the throne, and he's still concerned about what concerns us. And he said if we cast all of our cares on him, that he cares for us, and we just want the people of God to know that. So I just bless the Lord for you being on this morning. And do you have a testimony for the Lord this day?
Oh, giving honor to God, my God from Zion. You know, I just want to say God is awesome. God is
yes,
just so good. I mean, there's none like God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think and I praise God for saving my soul one day. You know, I just think and I praise God how he took me out of a world of sin and shame. I thank God for how he came to my rescue. I got saved in California, San Jose, Palo Alto, California. And, I'm from the East Coast, but he took me out there and he saved me. And, oh, God, God has kept me. God has kept me for, I would say, about close to 29, 30 years now. God has kept me from sin. You know, God has given me a love and a desire for him. God has blessed me miraculously. God has healed my body. I mean, God is a keeping God. You know, when God brought me out of sin, you hear the story of, you know, I know people do fall because God said, just man falls seven times. But I want to thank and praise God for, you know, keeping me so much that I had no desire to go back into the world, you know, because
yeah.
The things of the world were like, you know, different, you know. It was like, no, I've been there, you know, I don't need that, I don't need that, and I don't need that. I think and I praise God how he has called me into the ministry to evangelize the word. You know, I think and I praise God every day it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, you know. You know, I think and I praise God for every test, every trial, you know, because through every test and through every trial, God has drawn me closer to him. I think and I praise God for it because, you know, if you didn't have any problems, how would we know God would even solve them? If you never
yes.
got sick, you would never know that God is a healer. If you was never broke, disgusted, you wouldn't even know that God can bless you and supply all of your needs. So I thank him for every test. I thank him for every trial, you know. I thank God for every disappointment, every persecution, every rejection. Because in spite of all those things, God is still God.
Yes,
it doesn't
yes.
take anything away from God when he suffers us to go through our tests and our trials. I think and I praise God for the truth because you know what? The truth will make you and set you free. So
yes.
when God gives us the truth, you know, in his word is nothing but truth, you know. I think and I praise God because I know for a fact that sometimes in our life we will suffer for him. Because he says
yes.
if you suffer with him, you will reign for him. And he said, arm yourself likewise because Christ has also suffered for us. And he also said, if you are suffering in your flesh, you're ceasing from sin. But, you know, sometimes we don't get taught that. We get taught like sometimes this is a prosperous way. I'm talking about just money, money, money. And they never tell you that you're going to have to suffer in this life. And suffering for Christ is like denying yourself of the things that you desire. But also on the other side of the scale, the Lord said if you seek him, you know, he will give you the desires of your heart. That's according to his will. So I just think and I praise God. I don't have the complaints. I don't need to murmur. Because truly, God has been so good to me. God has
yeah.
kept watched over me and my family, my husband. He's kept us from the harm and the danger and the evil. God has blessed me with 5 grandchildren. I have 2 children. So, you know, I don't have no complaint about God. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done
mm-hmm.
for me, sweetheart, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I thank God for the truth. You know, I just thank God for the truth because, you know, I could have been in error, too. I could have not had the whole plan of salvation. I could have been, you know, in some darkness to the point where I don't know who Jesus is. But I really thank God for the baptism in Jesus' name. I thank God for the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence speaking in town. And I thank God for the teaching. I've been taught under the PAW. I've been taught the apostolic doctrine. The doctrine that Jesus taught the disciples, the apostles, and the apostle left it for us, you know. So I think and I praise God for the truth Because when you got the truth, you don't have to walk in darkness, honey. You don't have nobody, none of God's people has to continue to walk in darkness because we have got the truth. And I thank and I praise God so much for my salvation. I thank and I praise God for the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is the power of God that keeps us from sinning. Because if we didn't have the Holy Ghost, we would be back in the world and doing the same thing we've been doing in the world when we came out of the world. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that does the work. It's the Holy Ghost that keeps me from sinning against him. And I bless God. I praise God for his people. I praise God for my sisters and my brothers in Christ. I even praise God for the lost, because the lost people that God has led me to, God has saved some, and I know he will save others, okay? So I thank and I praise God for everybody that he has put in my path, because it's been a stepping stone for me. And I give God glory today. I praise him, God, today, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank you for allowing me to come on the line, and God bless you and keep you, sweetheart.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that testimony. God is good. And we just are so excited that the word is getting out. We look at the archives, or we look at the specs on how many people are listening in. And we have a great number that listen in. They don't always call in, but they listen in. And I know they're encouraged by the things that are said over this broadcast. So I just thank you, Evangelist, for your testimony. And I am going to put you on hold now. And just want to say that we have if you don't desire to call in. Some people don't desire to call in. If you don't desire to call in, then you can send us your testimonies over an email, and the email address is theyovercame2013@gmail.com. Again, theyovercame 2013@gmail.com. So please send us your testimonies. We'd rather for you to call in, but if you desire not to call in, we will read your testimonies over the line when we get them. So, amen. And, honey, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm so excited and happy, you know, that the Lord has allowed us to do this work. I was just reflecting on listening to Bishop and hearing him was so refreshing, and haven't heard his voice in a long time, but just thinking about the time that we spent in his ministry and how the Lord allowed us to be used in the ministry. And I was telling my cousin yesterday as I was out trying to help her find a car, and please, saints, pray that she receives a car. She's kind of in a way where she doesn't have a car now, and she needs one to get around in the North Carolina area. But I was thinking about how we in the ministry, we used to have Friday night prayer, and we had a long way to go to get to the church where we were meeting, and how we just had such a glorious time in prayer. And that's what Bishop was talking about on this week, about intercession and how we are here to stop the plan of Satan. We're here to give him a black eye. The things that are happening and occurring now are things that we really have a hand in stopping. Some things, like Bishop was saying, he believed that Katrina was a judgment of God. And he was saying also that when we give up ground by not praying and covering certain situations, that we allow Satan to be able to get a foothold, and then once he gets a foothold, then he takes over that area. He was speaking of the same-sex marriage. He said, we didn't come against that. Let us not be guilty when we hear things, saints. We're so self-conscious, and I'm speaking to myself also. We're so self-conscious of the things that concern us. And the Bible says he already knows those things. He already knows the things that we need. So our prayer time, and this again is to me also, is should be where we're petitioning God and coming against the principalities that are in this world. We don't want them to take over the world. They're going to have their time where they can just run free. But while we're still in the earth, hallelujah, let's take authority. We have been given authority, and let's take that authority. Let's move in that authority. Let's stop some of the things that are happening.
Adrian. Hello.
I think we lost her for a second. She should be coming back in just a moment. Good morning, good morning. We apologize. We're having all kinds of technical difficulties, and again, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We're expecting our guest to call in, and I'm wondering if you're on the line, Brother Darryl.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Amen,
I'm
amen.
On the line.
Just thank you.
Amen.
So glad to have you this morning, And I know that you're in the Chicago area.
Yes, sir. I'm from Chicago.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Our host, Evangelist Billy, is there from Chicago, a cousin of Brother Derek, who introduced you guys, and we're just glad to have you this morning. And I don't know if you had heard what was going on before. I think Mr. Billy is still trying to get back on the line. But we just thank God for you calling in this morning to share what God has done and is doing in your life. And we're just going to give you this time to introduce yourself to us and just begin to share with us. And we have plenty of time, so just give God the glory through your testimony of what God is doing.
Amen, amen. Well, first, I'm from a little town called Maywood. It's not too far away from Chicago, but I grew up in Maywood. In Maywood, it's a lot of murders going on right now. And when I was growing up, I witnessed some murders. I seen my nephew killed. I seen my cousin killed. And God had his arms around me all the time, but I was not listening. I stayed out there trying to sell drugs. I stayed out there trying to do my own thing until one day I got shot. Then I got shot, and God saved my life once again. And after being shot, I realized that something was protecting me, because out of all the murders I've seen, no bullet came near me. And when I didn't need to listen to God, you know, his warning, I was shot. So just growing up in Maywood just was hard, because I wanted to be like everybody else who was selling drugs, drive a nice car, have everything, but that ain't what God had for me. And out of seeing dramatic things in my life, I grew closer and closer to him. I sold drugs. I was a big drug dealer from my neighborhood, just trying to live my own way, which was just on my way to, I was on my way to hell with that. So when my wake-up call came is when my nephew got murdered. A guy shot him in his head at AutoZone, a place where you buy parts at, and I witnessed that. And I just, you know, the guy still had bullets in the gun, and he never once pointed it at me. And I got, you know, I started chasing the guy. And because I was so angry, I started chasing the guy, and the guy, he just ran. I was like, why are you running? He got a gun in his hand. So I knew God was with me. I knew he had his mighty angels with me. But come to find out that somebody paid him to do that to my nephew. And the guy ran. It's just so ironic, because the guy, when I chased him, he ran and jumped the fence. And then on the next block, my niece's husband, that's a police officer, and they were caught him. So he was able to apprehend him. And that guy got 60 years for killing my nephew. And after that, I just kept thinking I was lucky. Wasn't really thinking that God, you know, not thinking that God has got his hand on me. I'm just thinking, like, I'm just so messed up because I'm hurt now, seeing the murders, seeing my cousin murdered. I'm hurt. So I'm really searching for God. So finally, God tried to shoot me. He did shoot me on trying to rob me. And that was the straw right there. That was the straw right there. I couldn't do it no more. So the drugs I was selling, I started using.
And I got
addicted to heroin and cocaine and marijuana. And I guess I was just doing drugs that numb everything I had seen. So after dealing in that, and that demonic stage right there, that's when the Lord, you know, was coming to me deep and deeper to try to get me to get out these streets before I die. So I went into rehab, went and got help, and I met a guy by the name of Peter Payne. He's from a group called the Navigators, a Christian group, and he brought me to the Lord. I mean, he brought me. I grew up in the church, Rock of Ages in Maywood. As a kid, my auntie took me every Sunday. So the scripture is for real when it said that you grow up a child, He will return. I return to the church.
Yes.
So now I got a mentor. He teaches me, you know, the word of God. He's bringing me closer and closer to God. And but some of the double life was still going on in my mind. I had to renew my mind from Romans 12:1. I was conformed to the world, which he said, don't be conformed to the world. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. I hadn't renewed my mind. I kept thinking I was the same guy named Big Watt from the streets of Baywood as a gang chief. I called it for the disciples. I was a governor, which is like a high breaking into the gang. But after all that drama and the man mentoring me, I got saved. And when I got saved, God took the scales from off my eyes like Paul. And I've been on fire ever since. Right before I called in, every Saturday we go out and evangelize, go door to door and get people, you know, invite people into Jesus' life and invite Jesus into their life and get them saved. So now,
amen.
What I'm doing now, I work at Ceasefire. That's a gang prevention group. So I'm on the board there. Where I go out and talk to gangs when one guy get murdered, I go talk to the family of that person and talk to the gangs and, you know, try to talk them out of not killing somebody in retaliation. So that's one thing I do. I go speak at all the high school, grade schools, and colleges about my testimony, what God brought me from. I've been clean 20 years from all the drugs.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has blessed me tremendously, you know. Just recently got me a condo, got me a nice car. God just has been blessing me over and over again because I just yield to his will. And now I'm just like in my neighborhood, a role model. I go back and speak to the kids and tell them that games is not where it's at. I speak to them about drugs. I tell them that games don't love them like they portray like they love them. They get them out there to go do wrong, hurt somebody. So my whole thing is now that I'm just doing everything for the will of God. And now I'm at my church's Restoring Ministry, International Church, on the west side of Chicago, in the middle of the poverty, drug-stricken places. And we go out there and minister to the people right in the area. I mean, they sell it dope right in front of our church. So I go out there and I talk to them and by them knowing who I am and my name from years ago, being in the streets, I'm able to witness to them. I'm able to tell them that God do love you. You can come out. So that's what he got me. I'm just on a mission. I'm just an evangelist. I'm an evangelist in this world. And God has showed me in dreams and visions of me being an apostle. So I'm in training now in school, leadership school, at my church. My pastor, her dream is to anoint me as an apostle. So I'm just doing everything I got to do. But I know one thing, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He has protected me. He has brought me through. And he died for me, and I died for him. And I love him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Daryl. Sorry I wasn't on when you first came on. I've been having problems with the connectivity today of my cell phone, so forgive me. So I didn't hear you. Did you? I know my husband introduced you. I could hear him talking, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. Did you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yes, I took. He introduced me, and then I came on.
Okay. Well, I heard you say that you were from Maywood, and the way that I was introduced to you was through my cousin. I'm trying to think of what was his street name? Tinker?
Tinker Mac.
Yes, and he has an awesome testimony also. But how did you know Derek?
from the street. I grew up with him and bought quantities of drugs from him. And he's the one who brought me back to the Lord. And that's funny, but that's how it happened. He brought me back to God and to his church. He got saved and he was on fire. I wanted what he had. And he witnessed to me, he evangelized me, and we became best friends. And to this day, we talk every day. And he brought me back to the Lord.
Amen. 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 It's just so awesome how I'm not going to give his testimony, but yes, I've heard him. He's told me his story, and he's connected me with some friends of his that are now brothers of his and sisters of his in Christ, but that he knew out in the world, and just an awesome testimony. And you are doing the same thing that he has done. You're going out and spreading the good news about the love of Christ, and that's just so awesome. And I'm sorry, I think we had the time mixed up. I don't know if I told you that it was Eastern time, that it was 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock your time, and I guess that's why you weren't on when we first got on. So, but I'm glad that you were able to get on. Now, what is the name of your church? What church are you attending? I heard you talking about your pastor. What's the name of your church?
And I really want my pastor to come on here and talk, because my pastor testimony, it's just, whoa, it's just, the listeners will be just drawn in. Man is serious. But, I'm from Restoration Ministry International Church, and my pastor is Pastor Linda Jernigan. And Pastor Linda Jernigan, I can tell you a little bit about her. She was a drug addict. She was a lesbian for 20 years. And she was an alcoholic, drug addict, alcoholic. And the reason that that God sent her in my life, she's a teacher now. She went to get her GED finally, and then just now graduated with a master's. And been free from lesbianism for like 13 years. And she go around to Springfield, and I just came back with her from Springfield. And she really going against the same-sex marriage, and I'm on board. So, you know what I'm saying? So we've been down in Springfield, and we've been doing, and we, you know, she's putting groundwork. She, you know, just, I think next week she's going to be on CL, Ian, and all the Christian stations. They always got her out there for the speak to the homosexuals. And she's telling them that you can't be delivered. And I watched God transform her. I'm talking about from wearing beards and haircuts, men colognes, men underwear. I mean, straight. The devil had lied to her and told her she was born that way. And I love it because she said all the time, she said, when she tell the devil, say, well, you know, Jesus told me I could be born again. You know, and she was born again. And she's a teacher. And she's just teaching up. And that's the one I said, one of her ordained me as an apostle. God spoke to her heart. Also concerning my apostleship in the ministry.
Amen. Well, please then give me her number and let her know that I will be calling her, because that's what we're here for. We want the people of God, and not just the people of God, whomever is listening to the broadcast. We are heard around the world. And I know that to be true because we had a call from the UK several weeks ago. But we want the people of God to know that God is in the saving business. God is still in the delivering business. God is still raising the dead. It's not gone. We still are experiencing those apostolic times. And I tell you, I am just so thrilled that you were able to come on, and I'm sorry that we interrupted your mission work that you were doing, but the people of God need to hear that that God is still doing those things, Brother Darrell. He's still wants us, and he's striving. He said he wants everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to come into the knowledge. He wants to slap the devil upside his head, you know, because it's not really about us. It's not really about us. It's about the good and evil. And we are just here for God to use us, to draw people in. And I admire you for going back out into the streets and the byways and the highways and compelling. You're not just sitting in the church. You're not just sitting, you know, by in the four walls of a building, and you're going out there and compelling people to come in. And I just admire you, Brother Daryl, and I thank God for you. And you just are an inspiration. You're an inspiration, and I pray God continue to bless you and prosper you, that he will continue to use you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life now, that while you're out there, that the glory of God will shield and protect you from any harm or danger, that no darts will be able to get to you, that God will always hold your heart, hallelujah, and that he will be the head, continue to be the head of your life. I just thank God. I thank God for my cousin introducing us, and I thank God for you just graciously coming on the air today. I just bless God. I bless God. And do you have anything else that you want to say? We still have about 30 minutes, and you have plenty of time. If you want to give, tell people a little bit about your church. I have some other people on the line. Let me see. Let me open the line up, because I may have some questions for you. Are you open for answering questions?
I'm up here. Yeah, I can do it.
Amen. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I have a caller from the Chicago area, the 773, and the last four numbers are 4423. And are you there, listener? 773. Are you there, listener?
Hello, how you doing now?
Oh, that's my cousin.
Hey, woman and guy.
Amen. I am good. Did you hear your friend, Daryl?
I missed him because I was calling. I was trying to call for 8 o'clock for Charlene, but I guess the timing is different or something like that. I was calling Daryl to let him know Charlene was going to be on, but I missed him.
Charlene is going to be on next week. Charlene's going to be on next week.
But Daryl, he didn't give me a heads up to tell me he was going to be in. But I'm honored and blessed to be able to get on the line. I'm actually on my work phone, and I'm going to have to get off here. I was listening for a minute because I'm working with somebody. I'm working on Saturday. That's why I haven't been able to call, because I work. So I was trying to hear a little bit of it, so I can't stay long. But I'm honored and blessed and grateful that you have this line going on so that the world can hear about those that are being touched by the move of God, the power of God, that there's nobody that's left out. Anybody that wants to be brought in can. It's for the lost. It's for us that we're lost in our mind, lost in our body, lost in our health. He is a healer, and he can do all things but fail. And this is for the highways and the byways. Yeah, we're supposed to go out of the walls and out of the churches and go out and tell and compel men and women, because somebody is listening. And a lot of times we plant the seed and we want people to change overnight, and that's make-believe. It can happen, but most of the time it don't. But if you plant the seed, eventually they're going to change. They're going to come out, because that's what it's all about. Every time somebody come out, it's for somebody else to come out. And you just got to spread it all over the nation, so touch countries. And that's what the ministry is all about. God has blessed us from drugs, prostitution, robbing, killing, stealing, and everything else that could possibly happen. But what it is all about hope. And there is some hope. Nobody is lost. Nobody has to say go and commit suicide and do things like that, because we got a risen Savior that will work in anybody's heart. He's not a respecter of person.
Yeah.
You don't care about ages, colors, nationalities, what situation you're in. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, but the ultimate job is salvation, and everybody can get it. And I'm just grateful and excited to be saved, set free, and delivered, and be a part of kingdom building and going out and evangelizing and telling people about him and encouraging people and motivating people and being a part of their lives and watching them grow that they might change and be a productive person like Brother Daryl. I mean, Daryl is an awesome man of God. You know, you went from killing, robbing, and stealing to praying, ministering, and helping folks. And that's what our life is all about. And it's all about for the drug dealer on the street, the prostitute on the street. They got hope. They really can be delivered. Because this thing God is powerful. I didn't believe it always. I thought being saved in church was all phony. I thought laying hands and all that was make-believe. And until I really messed around and opened my heart up to God and let him move on me, and he moved and saved and delivered me immediately. Minds changed immediately. A lot of people take a while, but minds happened overnight. I left hundreds of thousands of dollars of cocaine with people. I walked away from the streets. I left it. I didn't stay there no longer. I walked away from it immediately because I got a transformation by the name of God, and I'm so honored for that these lines are open. Somebody needs to be set free right now. Somebody is getting set free. And it's also encouraging me to stay saved. You know, a lot of times when we get saved, we get complacent and things happen and situation cares of this world, money and, you know, things about bills get to us, and we be wondering why we having problems and we saved. And like when I was in the streets, I didn't have these problems. But God needs you to go through something so he can bring you through something.
Yes. As the evangelist said earlier, she said, if you never have a problem, how would you know that God can solve them? And that's the song that they sing. If you've never been sick, how do you know God can heal you? If you've never been destitute, how do you know that God can bless you? Amen. You going to say something, Brother?
I'm so honored that my he's my brother that came on, and I just want to tell him publicly and acknowledge him publicly that I just want to tell him thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I was on my way to hell, period. There wasn't nothing to talk about. And he stretched out. He cared enough for me to say, come on, brother. And he walked with me. God had miraculously healed him from the streets, because I seen what he did. I mean, everything he said was true. I mean, millions of dollars went through his hands. And he gave it all up for the Lord. I said, if a person could just give it all up for the Lord, I could do it. And he encouraged me, and now we are forced to be reckoned with.
Amen. Well, I'm going to have, he can't stay on the line, but this is my cousin, and I just marvel at his testimony that he has. You've just heard a small bit of his testimony, but I thank the Lord. I haven't been through the things, and we all don't go through that. We're not all saved from drugs. We're not all saved from prostitution or homosexuality, but we all have a story. We all have a testimony, and that you know, when people don't go out like you, brothers. People don't go out because they say, I don't have a big story. I can't tell anybody that God saved me from this or that and that. I was raised in the church. But don't you know that people that have been raised in the church, at church every Sunday, every time the door opens, they're still in sin? They're still in sin. And God is saving them too. They have a testimony. Don't think that your testimony is something small. Your testimony may not be what Derek's testimony is. Your testimony may not be what Brother Daryl's testimony is, but you have a testimony, and God has done something for you that the world needs to hear. And I just thank God that these men of God came on today, and thank you. I sent people after you, Derek. I know that they talked to you. When I talked to Doug, he said, I'm going to talk to him, but I misunderstood what you said, or I didn't remember that you said that you were working on Saturday. So please forgive me for sending them after you. Okay?
Amen.
Charlene, I told Charlene, I said, Derek won't come on. She said, what? She said, oh, okay. She said, I'm going to talk to him. So I'm sorry. Forgive me. But I'm going when you're free, please let me know so that I can have you on so that they can hear. I have 2 hours. I want to hear the whole story. You know, I don't want to hear part of it. We have 2 hours. I know 2 hours is not enough. Doug told me that he could talk for hours and hours and hours. But I'm just, I just thank the Lord. And whenever you are able to, because I want you to come on and give your testimony because it's awesome. It's just an awesome, awesome testimony. And thank God. And I'm sorry, Brother Daryl, you were saying something and I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying that, you know, God is a healer. He's a Jehovah Jireh. You know,
yeah.
He's a provider. Jehovah Rapha. He's a healer for real. And he
yeah.
just didn't heal me on the outside that the light of God is on me. He healed me from the inside. And that's what I want the callers to know, that it's a heart transplant. He's taking the old
yeah.
one of yours and giving you a heart of flesh. You can use his son's
yeah.
heart and everything
yeah.
he wants. So,
yeah.
I love this show. I'm going to tell my pastor, I'm on my way now to meet for evangelism. We go door to door, invite Jesus in people's life. And that's why I'm on the running out this door, because the mission
okay.
never stops. It never stops.
It never stops.
The kingdom we build, the kingdom will always build, and it's going to stand. Just like, you know, Revelation I got recently, I was reading in my Bible, he asked the disciples, who do men say I am? And
uh-huh.
they all, Elijah, Moses, they come up with these names. He said, I know what the people saying, but who do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the Son of God. He said, you are the Christ.
Yes.
And the thing that got me, he told me, God said, see, the world didn't tell him that. It was from my Father, which is in heaven. He said, but since
yes.
you said it, Peter, I'm going to build my church on this rock. He said, and the gates of hell won't prevail. So it's a fight.
Yeah.
Hell can't prevail. If that was the case, I would have died in the shootouts. I would have OD'd.
Yeah.
Which I did OD, and God brought me back to start my heart back because I had a mission. And now I'm a force to be reckoned with. It's serious. I mean,
yeah.
I'm out here because I know the enemy. I was his lieutenant. Now I go back in the camp and grab the other lieutenants and say, God, I love you, man. They go, wait a minute, you out? I say, look, I come with one hand cut off, swinging. I said, now I've been set free. Now come on, jump on the boat. Come on, let's come on. And it reminds me with Jesus rose, and Jesus brought him back captivity, brought him back to heaven. Could you imagine him walking through hell, and he killed Paul and all them who all down there because the resurrection hadn't happened. And he said, come on. And he's flowing up. And he got the saints of God with him. He brought the captives with him. I want to be the same way. Bring all the drug addicts. Come on. Bring all the gang things. Come on. Let's do it.
Amen.
And then we are forced to be reckoned with because we know the enemy. We have spent years with him. And we know. And now we're going to tear up his kingdom.
Amen.
And I just lose the angels all around every saint and everybody who went not saved. That they would get saved today. I just loose the angels to go with me today. Archangels, Michael, Raphael.
Yeah.
I just call them right now in the name of Jesus, Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Mighty warring angels to go before mm-hmm. us right now. And people will be saved and set free and delivered today.
Awesome.
And every day afterwards.
Yes.
Because Jesus is Lord. And I just, God, I just love him so much. Because he's magnified. And the devil's going to always stay horrified. We live in Christ. He sits on the throne forever and ever and ever. And he makes intercession for us. He's praying for us right now for this call. He on the call going good and faithful service.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, I also want to tell you that you are doing a tremendous thing. And just the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you that you keep doing what you're doing. The whole world is being delivered through your vocal cord on this talk show.
Amen.
Just keep doing what you're doing. I prophesy tremendous people coming in and giving their testimony. I sit around a circle of people. They're going to call every week and tell you stories that you can't believe. It's going to sound like, it's going to sound so, the listeners going to be like, was that out of a movie? And these people live this thing.
My
God. Deliver. I got a buddy that I want to come on the line. I'm going to call him today. His name is Andrew Brown. Had 13 hours before he graduated from the Army. Had a massive car crash. They took his whole face off and stopped the bleed. They told his mom he had 13 hours to live. Now he had a fitness trainer with 60 screws in his body.
My God. Yeah.
He had a fitness trainer. He running miles. And he was broken all up. They had to replace everything. He was in a coma for 3 weeks. Just wrote a book and put me in the book because he was another tool that God used to bring me closer. Because he's a studier.
Yeah.
The Bible says show thyself. You got to study to show thyself. We got to study. And that's the thing that I had to find out. Derek just said it. You cannot, some people do get delivered overnight, but it's a process. And I just want to encourage people. If you got saved and you fell and you backslid, God is there to take you back. He's there to the backslider.
Yeah.
So when the devil tells you blew it, that's it. No more for you. You tell him that you are a liar.
He's a liar.
He's mad because he can't go where you're going, and that's heaven.
Amen.
I just thank you, God. You and your husband, I just see a powerful ministry going even forth. As right now, you guys are going to change this world. My pastor always says this. This is our motto. We are the answer. Jesus is the answer, but we are the answer he uses to get people saved. And our number one thing, this is our mission at our church, we're going to turn the world upside down. Because Paul and Peter didn't know when to turn the world upside down.
He said we do greater work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's another testimony. That's it.
Amen.
Give us more ammunition to beat the devil down and give us more ammunition to tell somebody else about a story that we went through and came out of because there's somebody else going through that same story.
And what encourages me is that we do get complacent in the church. We do, sometimes we just we've been in this thing. I've been in salvation for about 31 years now, and I had gotten complacent. But this energizes me just to, just when the Lord gave me this, not a vision, but thought. Everything starts with you thinking, and God gave me this thought, and through Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and she has a ministry that she ministers every day. On this same number, you can call in at, it's 1 o'clock her time, and she's in California, but it's 3 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Time, which is where I am, and she has ministers that come on, and they minister the Word of God, and through their ministry, people are being saved. But then I have an apostle that's on the line, and he's here in North Carolina, and he was saying that, that this was a platform to hear what the Lord has done through the preaching of the Word of God. This is a platform that allows people to say, yes, I heard this word, and I went out and I did it. And that's what you brothers are doing. You're encouraging, Derek is gone, but you're encouraging people to go, you're inspiring people that if God can do that for them, through them, then he can do the same thing through me and for me. And I thank God that you were able to come on today. I started not to call you or have my husband to call you. I said, well, maybe, you were doing something else and that you couldn't come on. But I'm so glad that we called and you were able to come on and give your testimony, Brother Darrell. God's blessing. I receive what you said, and God's blessing on you today as you go out and witness to people and draw them in, compel men to come in to the kingdom of God. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. And please let your friend and pastor give her my number or give me her number so that I can call her and talk with her. I would love to have her on the broadcast. We're in a time now where we're being compressed around with homosexuality, and people are being compressed and suppressed by this spirit. And they want to say that it's not a spirit, but it is a spirit. And here is a woman of God that has been delivered from it that can tell people. So please, please, yes, I would love to have her on. I would love to have her on.
Amen. Well, I just want you to pray for me, and I'm going to get on and go destroy the kingdom of darkness. This is what we practice doing. This is what we were called to do for the manifestation of the sons of God and daughters of God to elevate and bring God's kingdom down here on earth. And that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're going door to door because people are in there hurting behind them doors. And if we get into sitting in the church all the time, I'm tired of ministering to people already saved.
Amen. Amen.
God said, if you don't get out there in the streets and get them drug dealers and drug addicts, where you came from, you already got one ticket into their life. They know you. They know you was getting out with them. They know you was shooting at people with them. They waiting on you to come just say, man, it's a way. You know, the Bible says that he has blinded the minds of the world, of the peoples in the world. So they waiting on me. They waiting on us. He said that. They waiting on the sons and daughters of God to come and say, man, I got it. And having patience with them and praying for them. Tell them it's going to be encouragement, stuff that Brother Derek did, you know, that told me that I want to make it, you know what I'm saying? And I said, look at this, God has helped him. He was arrested like me. So, I mean, if God could do it for him, he has no respect for person. And he can't lie.
Yeah.
So that's it right there. He can't lie. I'm taking him for his word.
Amen.
When Satan came up against Jesus, he came up against God. That's how he lost. And Satan said it himself. He knew that Jesus was going to rise up that third day with all power. He would have never killed him. You know, he would have never set it up. You know what I'm saying? He would have never crucified the Son of God.
When he did that,
he gave up the keys. Whew, son of a boy. He gave up the keys.
Hallelujah. Well,
now I want to give the same keys to us.
Yes.
I know you got killed.
Yes,
amen.
And he's worthy. He's worthy, Brother Daryl. He is worthy of the praise and the honor. And I am sitting here. It reminds me of my wedding day. I smiled so much on my wedding day that my cheeks got tired. And I am just, I have from the time that you have started giving your testimony, well, when I got back on, I have been smiling because I know that God is pleased. He's pleased with your testimony. He's pleased with Brother Derek's testimony. He's pleased that people will come on and give him praise. That's what we're here for. We're here for that. We're here for encouraging the kingdom. We're here for drawing people into the kingdom. God has us here for a purpose. We're not just here to sit on our laurels, as the old people say, and I'm old, but we're not here to sit on our laurels. We're here to work a work. We never get too old to work a work for God. And you go in the power and the might of God today, Brother Daryl. I plead the blood of Jesus over the ministry today. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over those that will be with you. God, give them the mind, give them the words to say. Lord, send them to those that you have assigned for them on this day and that they will hear. Allow them to hear what is being said. Allow their hearts to be open to receive, Lord, and draw men and women into your kingdom this day, the ones that you have assigned for this day. And we bless you. We thank you now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. That was Brother Daryl Watson. I'm just so happy that he was able to join us today. He was able to give his testimony for the Lord. You know, God is doing great things in the kingdom. Honey, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm just so, excited about what has gone forth. I just heard so much in what Brother Daryl was saying, and I just appreciate the testimony and all that it meant, because it had several things for those who are in a situation like he was. There's hope. They can hear clearly that there's hope. And if you're listening right now, just take that away from what you've heard from Brother Daryl, that there is hope. You don't have to stay like you are. God delivered him through someone who had gone through what he went through. So that hope is there for you. And there's other messages there, even for the church. Two distinct messages that I heard, one of which you addressed, and that is that it's time out for us to just be complacent, sitting inside the four walls of whatever congregation we're affiliated with, but to actually be out spreading the gospel, just as these young men are. And secondly, Brother Daryl said that he grew up in the church, and that was his beginning. And then we see how the twists and the turns that his life took, but that he was brought back, and now he is just as extreme as he was in the world and the things that he did. Now he's that extreme in the kingdom of God, a very important part of God's kingdom. And we have children. We as the church, as the members of the church, we have children that we just wonder, Lord, what in the world is happening with our children? Why are they doing what they do, Lord? We just don't understand. But that lets us know that don't give up on your children. God's promise, because he said that this is not only to you, but to your children and your children's children. So he's promised, and he knows what he has. He knows he has the plans for your children. No matter what they're doing right now, he knows the plans that he has for them, and that they will prosper, and that there is that hope that they will be back in the kingdom doing what God wants them to do. So don't give up hope on your children. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It doesn't matter how far they seem to have strayed, because Brother Daryl strayed very far. He went deep into the world. I worked in Melrose Park, which is right walking distance to Maywood, Illinois, which is basically walking distance to the west side of Chicago. So I know how it came from. It's bad there. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, man of God, but I have a call here, and it looks like an international call, so I do want to allow them to be able to say something. Okay, then you can go back. I'm sorry, you can go back to your thought, but let me just
I had to say. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a caller. I think it's an international call. Hello? Are you there?